What would he be doing?
No, what would his title be then? He'd say he is her, he's asked her to marry him, and she says yes.
Husband to be.
And if he asks her to...
That's what I'm saying, everybody. I don't know what that...
That's not the fussy word.
No.
If he asks her to marry him and she says no, then you say that she's what?
She's turned him down.
Huh? Is that the only thing you'd say?
Yes, without thinking it is.
But if they go to the church and solemnize their vows, then you say they are
married.
And at the wedding, the man who carries the ring is called the...
Well, the best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
Maid of honor.
And the groom will probably wear a... The bride will have a new wedding dress, probably, and the groom will wear a...
You wear a suit anyway.
Older?
No, you probably have a new suit for wedding.
Now, when you buy a new suit, you go in and the tailor checks the shoulders and makes marks at the waist. With me, it's generally this way. And checks the trousers. You say you're having what done to the suit?
Having it all done.
And when he's making these marks, you say you're having it what?
Fitted.
Is it common around here to do something for the bride and groom when they're married? As soon as they get married, that...
Shiver him?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Still do that, huh?
Occasionally. Not like they used to, but...
don't kidnap the groom and take him in.
They try sometimes.
That was the dirtiest trick I ever pulled, I think. I didn't do it alone, but the bride and groom went to the bride's house and they had the reception there. And gee whiz, 10 o'clock came and they were still there. So a bunch of us sneaked out and jacked up one wheel of the guy's car and put a block under it and let it down so it was just about that far from the ground. You couldn't see it.
So they set right in his car.
Spent the wedding night with her parents.
We went to Colorado for a week. Well, the evening that we got back, and Dad was in the hospital at Tartner. So we went right back up there to see him. And while we were up there, a friend of ours drove up there and left a note in the car. He told us that we better be prepared for the worst that night. So for about, I expect it was three or four times, wasn't it? They tried to shiver eat us. And we lived in a basement apartment, and we were real good friends. She was an elderly lady, lived upstairs by herself. And we were pretty good friends, so we'd hear them. We'd just lock the doors, and we'd go upstairs then and look out her windows and watch them. We had a lot of fun out there. We had this disappointment.
That'd be a blow of sound in an empty apartment. Any special term for a big social affair? Oops. Well, it's all right.
Let's see.